сан кынган кэнди данштэ тэдэ джингэлга. Ауэ эйс ан кундал часлу хадагу тэнгэн хэнэ кэасэнгэ эйда.
Some people say that when the killer whales are seen in Masset Inlet, they're looking for souls. But I think they've also helped many people. The killer whale is one of the oldest crests of the Raven clan of the Haida. It was my grandfather's brother, Willis White, who told my brother and me how this came to be.
He's under a good quail, that's true. Low test wayan. What we ask us to hot is can.
There were five brothers, and they were brave young men. Every chance they could get, they would go out in their small hunting canoe.
Adlin Gaistalu, Dalang. Come, my brothers. Today the sea is wild, but we can charm the waters. Dee Dalung, it is a hunting day. Seals and sea lions are waiting for us.
And whatever they caught, they would take back to share with the rest of their village. But although they were brave, some thought they were a little reckless. Their uncle often warned them.
The sea today, my nephews. The weather is too stormy and your canoe is too small.
But still they gathered their nets and their spears and they set out anyway because they were brave and fearless. Brothers wanted to get to the reefs around East Guai, where they would hunt for their seals and sea lions. But the sea had other plans for the brothers. As soon as they were offshore, the waves began to climb over their canoe. At first, the brothers thought they were battling a storm, but then they saw the fins. Huge, giant fins that circled their boat and towered over all of them. Even the tallest and highest of them.
Stay strong, my brothers. Together we are as strong as one of the killer whales. Swan will not get us. Fight hard.
We're losing the canoe.
No!
And the brothers pitted their strength against the force of Swan. But the killer whale circled and circled them until they had created a powerful whirlpool that whipped their canoe into a spinning fever. Finally, the canoe was pulled straight down to the bottom of the ocean. When they came to the very bottom of the sea, they found themselves resting on top of a longhouse. Looking down, they could see all the killer whales gathered around the fire pit.
They are taking off their killer whale skins and hanging them up to dry. And now they're having a meeting.
The brothers looked in amazement, and then the killer whales came and took the men down into the longhouse to begin the ceremony. The brothers were lined up in order of eldest to youngest. In another corner of the longhouse, a carver prepared cedar fins, killer whale fins, especially for them. When they were ready, there was much dancing around the men. Then the carver poured hot pitch onto the fins and stuck them on the young brothers one by one. As soon as the fins were attached, Each young man started to grow a whale skin, and they became killer whales. Finally, the carver came to the youngest brother. He tried to attach the fins to the young man's back, but the boy was wearing a stone medallion. He had flipped it over to rest on his back, and the fins would not stay attached. They kept falling off. The whales became tired of this and finally left the youngest brother alone. But by then, he had begun to grow a shiny black and white skin over his old one. It was a skin, just like the killer whale, but it was not yet a skin like his brother's.
Young brother, we must leave here now. Come with us. Huxta, dun eatlingas.
But I cannot swim like you. I have no fins.
Then you must hold on to mine, and I will carry you back to our island.
And the brothers swam back to their island, to a sandy beach where they knew they could leave their young brother.
Our brothers, but what can I do now? I have the skin of a whale too. I'm black and white all over. What can I do?
You must go to our village. We cannot shed our skins. You must go for all of us.
But I have a whale skin like you.
No, you are different. You were protected. Go to the village.
And his eldest brother swam away. The young man decided to walk towards his village. It took many days, but finally he arrived. He could hear crying and mourning from the longhouse, grieving the loss of the five brothers. But he could not stay. Each night he returned, but the youngest brother could never stay.
How can I reveal myself? My skin has changed so much. What can I do here?
And for several days he wandered until he could stand it no longer.
Why?
It was nighttime, and he went and stood by the side of his longhouse. Why? And he released his sounds.
Why?
And just at that moment, there was a violent cloudburst.
Why? Why, my brothers? Why did you have to go? Why?
And the rain started to fall down on him, and right there, his whale skin started to peel away.
Dico? 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 Siskank, Stilgang! I'm coming back! My skin, I'm coming back!
And from the longhouse, a woman came running.
Gustuija, what are you? Stay away! Wait, is it possible? My cousin? You have returned. But what has happened to you?
How long have I been away? Seems like such a short time ago.
You were gone for a great deal of time. But come now, you need to be cared for. Pasquizka.
He was carried inside, and for several days he was nursed back to health.
We thought we had lost all five of you. We thought you were all dead.
And the younger brother began to rejoice in his health and good fortune. As he was recovering, a messenger arrived.
Way up on the beach, there's a killer whale. He's washed up on the beach.
Lagu Hininga? It must be one of my brothers.
You must come and see. I think it's dead or dying. You must come.
Do not harm it. That is my brother. Dead or alive, I must see him again.
You must come now then. Hui! Hui!
And he looked at the whale, and he knew him. So all the people of the village prepared a resting place for his brother, the whale. And then he was burned. The elders planned a potlatch in honor of the youngest son returning, and a wood carving was made of the killer whale as a memorial to him.
My friends, we have honored our lost sons, and now the Raven Clan will take the killer whale as one of their crests. We do yaleguska kwalasu sanegandasan. And from now on, the Haida will never hunt the whale. Ajistigamausan sanga, hats hala sanga. We will always honor and respect him. Ajistus anean satlang gudangasan.
So, if you are lost at sea, the killer whales will find you and look after you, and you will become one of them. If you see a killer whale in Masson Inlet, he might be searching for his home, but he might be looking for a soul. Perhaps it will be yours.